If you want to know how bad Malawi's maternal health situation was a decade ago, just ask Chief Kwataine. He's a village headman in Incheu, a rural district in central Malawi.
People were delivering everywhere, on the road, on their way to the hospital. A lot of women were dying of losing a lot of blood.
And a lot of newborn children were dying too. He says the root of the problem was that women weren't talking about their pregnancies with anyone other than their closest relatives.
There were a lot of secrecy surrounding pregnancies.
Chief Kwataine says women weren't used to talking openly about sexual matters, and expectant moms were afraid of witchcraft. They feared someone might put a spell on their unborn child. This secrecy meant that pregnant women weren't talking to doctors or nurses. They weren't getting prenatal care, and they were giving birth at home with untrained attendants. All of this got Chief Kwataine wondering.
How best could we break through the cocoon of secrecy? That's why now I came up with the secret mothers.
Secret mothers. That's what he calls the women in his program, which began in 2006. One of these women is 57-year-old Rachel Kalungama.
I prefer my children as my CC.
We're called secret mothers because we visit women at their homes and discuss their pregnancies secretly.
As a secret mother, Kalungama walks around her village keeping tabs on expectant moms. She says there are anywhere from 5 to 15 at any given time. Today, she's off to see one of them. She tucks a notebook in the waist of her brightly colored skirt. She walks along a narrow dirt path past fields of corn and tobacco. She approaches a small brick home with a thatched roof. A girl with a protruding belly sits on the front step. Kalungama sits down next to the girl and asks her a series of questions. How old are you? When is the last time you had your period? Have you visited the prenatal clinic? She takes notes as the girl answers. Then she asks the girl for her health passport, a small green booklet with her medical history. Kalungama flips through the pages. She offers some advice to the girl, who is married and just 16 years old. Visit the prenatal clinic again next month, Kalungama tells her. Eat plenty of beans and leafy greens, and always sleep under your bed net. Kalungama was chosen as a secret mother through an election in her village. She doesn't get paid, but has a lot of responsibility. She attends regular training sessions and carries a cell phone, which she can use to call a medical center for help if a woman she's visiting has health problems. Farther up the road, Kalungama comes to another hut and meets 32-year-old Emily Chiloembwe. She recently returned from the hospital with her fourth child. I ask her what it's like to be visited by a secret mother.
Honestly, when the secret mother first came to see me here, it was difficult to discuss my sexual matters with her. I didn't understand why I had to talk about such personal things with somebody I barely knew.
Plus, she says, she felt a bit threatened by the visits, like the secret mother was here to snoop. She feared the secret mother might report her to the village headman if she didn't give birth in a hospital, as required by law. But eventually, Chiloembwe says, she came to see her secret mother as a friend, and she believes the program is saving lives in the village.
Right now, it's been a long time since we buried any of our children in the cemetery.
And Chief Kwataine, who came up with this secret mother's idea in the first place, says it's also been a long time since any women here have died giving birth. So he's now trying to spread his idea to other village leaders across the country.
Every day, every night, I'm on the road, making sure that all chiefs should end the maternal deaths in our country.
He says the culture of his district has changed in the last few years. Today, women speak openly about their pregnancies and encourage one another to seek medical care. He hopes the rest of Malawi will follow their example. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Incheu, Malawi.